that this message, God Eternal Within the Body, was sequenced one after the other. It wasn't every fourth or fifth pick, but it was sequenced all together
in
convertible numbers to words.
Precisely. When we speak about human DNA, or the DNA of what's called carbon-based life, that is, life as we typically recognize it here on Earth today,
right.
It is made of four bases, four DNA bases, that are represented by those letters that we see in all the science fiction movies, C, T, A, and G.
Right.
All those different... There was even a movie that came out a few years ago called Gattaca, G-A-T-T-A-C-A.
I saw it, yes.
Genetic sequence of someone in our future. Those bases that make up all life, it is a combination. Those bases are literally made of the words God within the body, God eternal within the body. So as we are looking at the way that DNA is sequenced, we're looking, it's not that the message is hidden in the DNA, it's that the DNA literally is the message. We are made of these different sequences of God within the body at this uppermost level.
Well, if the pattern is that apparent, that when you sat and looked at the DNA, you said, "My God, there is I see a pattern."
Right.
And then you went from there to where you are now, to having deciphered this message, and it's in every cell virtually.
Precisely.
Then why has somebody else not, until this moment at least, why has not somebody else come up with it?
You know, I think Paul Davies, the astrobiologist from Sydney, may have said this best, Art. What he's saying is, he suggested to a mainstream scientific audience in 2004 that within our DNA would be the perfect place to look for a message from another world or something from our past. He said it would only be when our technology reached the point where we could recognize and translate the message that we could get it.
Same thing they said about the Bible code.
It is. However, and I agree with that to some extent, however, I think the biggest stumbling block is not the technology. It's been around for a while. It's our belief systems. And I think the answer to your question is why we didn't see this before. It's our beliefs. The only way, the experts that I worked with in genetics, in microbiology, in linguistics, all of them said the same thing to me, Art. They said no one ever told us that we could link alphabets and biology together. So we've never done it. And I think that has been the biggest stumbling block. It's the way we have compartmentalized and separated our world into these little building blocks that we call chemistry and biology and geology so we can study them. Now we've isolated them to the point where we don't see how they're related to one another, and that's changing.
Okay, coming back to the message, God eternal within the body. Could it read Buddha eternal within the body? Could it read, you get the idea.
Sure. What it says, the way the letters come across, literally translates in, first we translate the chemistry into numbers.
Well, you said Yahshua. That's specific.
It is. It's very precise. We translate chemistry into numbers. So hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon, there is one number on the atomic table that links all of those together into the ancient alphabets, and that's what we call atomic mass. So we'll just step through this step by step. If we convert the elements of life, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon, into atomic mass numbers.
Yes.
And then we take those numbers and we apply the ancient rules of gematria, allowing us to convert those numbers into the digits. So hydrogen becomes a 1, nitrogen becomes a 5, oxygen becomes a 6, carbon becomes a 3. Then we literally go to the tables of the ancient alphabets and we match those numbers with the letters in the ancient alphabets.
Mm-hmm.
And the only letters that they will match with are the letters that end up spelling out God within the body. So it appears to be very intentional. The letters could have spelled out other words. They could have spelled out something like blue sky, you know, tomorrow, or something like that, that really didn't make any sense. But the fact that the letters spell words, number one, and the fact that the words put together have context and meaning adds even greater significance